Welcome back, everyone. Following our previous discussion on acting for sustainability and political agency, I would like to continue this discussion addressing collective action and individual initiative, which are the two remaining competencies of acting for sustainability as a competence area. So, Guya, as you already mentioned before, when we in the previous episodes, so when we talked about acting for sustainability as a competence area and when we talked about a political agency, you mentioned that the three competencies within this competence area, so collective action, political agency, and individual initiative, are interlinked among each other. And we have already also, as I mentioned, addressed political agency in detail. Could you provide now more information about the other two competencies? So, because we have understood that political action is more an action at the political level, like more involving authority, the collective action is a group or a local initiative, and individual initiative as you can see it, is actually an individual initiative, so coming from the individual. But could you give more information on what the collective action and individual initiative entail, please?
Yes, thanks. So indeed, collective action and individual initiative. Let's start with collective action. And indeed, although we mention it here and there, you know, the order is not important. And even when we place numbers or letters somewhere, it's just for reference, basically. And indeed, collective action is to act for change in collaboration with others. That means that we need indeed to agree with others to put our efforts towards shared goals. And for that, indeed, also the sustainability futures area is actually very much linked to this single competence and to the competence areas as a whole. Collective action is not only about indeed forming a group of people and taking action. It's about also, for example, one of the examples that we made in the report is indeed the one and only Education for Climate Coalition, because indeed in the digital age, collective action may also mean that we should be able to use technology to reach our sustainability goals. And I think indeed that's what the Education for Climate Coalition is doing, no? Really to tackle not only problems but also opportunities together, to really understand, for example, in the case of Green Comp, how we can implement it together, learn from others, learn what others are doing, partner up in this indeed practice. And we have collective action because we really wanted to put the effort on acting together for sustainability, so acting towards change, towards an agreed change. And then we have individual initiatives. So at the time of the literature review, at the time of drafting Green Comp, there is still, however, maybe naively, I want to think less so, a high focus on behavioral change at the individual level. So how to nudge behavioral change towards not using plastic, how to nudge this and that towards behaving more sustainable. I'm not saying that this is not important. It is. I try in my daily life to make sustainable choices at work. I try to behave sustainably as much as I can, and indeed to get colleagues on board, for example, in my place of work. However, it's also important indeed to understand that for some of us, this is maybe more difficult. This is maybe not possible, but also, for example, in the case of individual initiative, is not only about indeed buying the green product or the organic product vis-a-vis the non-organic one. It's also about being aware of our potential. Our potential as citizens, as learners, as not consumers, but not only, as voters, as employees, indeed, to ask for change and is linked to the political agency. It's indeed about being aware of one's own potential, being willing to act on this potential, provided that we can indeed, but also it's about acting for sustainability or acting in preventive terms. So whenever I know that if I do or not do some actions, this can indeed prevent some environmental or social harms, that is also part of individual initiative. It's about indeed taking the initiative, and that's not only for action, but also taking the initiative to speak to someone, taking the initiative to get somebody on board. It's about understanding why other people are maybe doing something different in order to really indeed put our efforts together and collectively ask or ask for change or change ourselves. It's about indeed, and here we go back also to, you know, critical thinking, problem framing. It's about understanding what is the problem at hand, and based on that, if it's something that can be solved here and now, great. If it's something bigger, maybe I would like to reach to my peers because maybe they are facing the same problem. And you know, based on that, you know, maybe we can indeed not only take or you know, feel this daunting sense of individual responsibility, but act together, not only for the environment, but for society as a whole. That anyway, I feel like it's very much interlinked. With that, I think I can close it here for these two competencies. Thanks, Valeria.
Thank you so much, Guia. It's very, very interesting. At least I believe it's very interesting. And while you were talking, I was actually being reminded in a way of a few projects that we knew already. At least Timur, Frederick and I are very familiar with that because we were participating in last year's call. And on one of them, it was actually one of my favorites. And they worked all together from an individual initiative. They like joined forces in a way, and they were focusing on developing an app to basically show that around the Europe where there are basically the first places where they are going underwater or like very similar. It was developed by a teacher, I think a Spanish teacher, and then she brought it was the individual starting point of this project, and then she joined forces with all the students and I believe also the help of other teachers, and all together they made this very important app that I believe they wanted to continue anyway. And it like to me when you were talking was like doesn't have like to be collective action of everybody, but like even in small groups it's always like you're still doing something together, you're still doing something on green developing green competences, so it's teamwork in a way.
So I would like just to add that and check in the chat that few community members are also highlighting that organizations and the support provided by an organization is very important to build and develop these competencies and help, of course, learn and develop these competencies. There is also a question asking for which are the follow-up actions that are built on the green comp, and a community member has already replied saying that in Romania they have realized that teachers may not be competent, may not know how to use the green comp, how to embed it in the curriculum, so they have the European Institute of Romania and an organization called Young Initiatives have focused on training teachers, not just making them understand what each competence entails, but also focusing on how to integrate them. This reminds me actually another initiative, a very similar initiative from an Italian community member that worked with an Italian region in the north in Italy. They have done basically the same, creating a crash course to train teachers. Unfortunately, she is not here today, but I already asked and proposed to her to provide more information to the entire community as soon as the crash course or the workshop is developed.
I think, you know, some interesting thoughts for reflection, no? Because indeed it's really important, and partially what I said is really related to this fact that indeed these competencies, on one end, yes, they are individual competencies, but indeed you want to foster also the institutions, the organizations to really embrace, embed these competencies, for example, in their campus, in the projects, as Ada was saying, no? So it's you cannot really expect, in this case, from learners to be sustainable thinkers if they are not given the means, if they don't see the example. And this is partially related to what I was saying when, you know, you need to make green choices or, you know, sustainable choices. Of course, you should go for them whenever you can, as much as you can. You should, you know, bring peers with you in this journey. But indeed, it's also about the organization enabling you to make such decisions. And this is why I think it's also really relevant, the example that we have, that it's indeed by going and talking to people, understanding what is important to different types of stakeholders, maybe find out something that wasn't even planned or, you know, expected at the beginning. And you can really see here also, indeed, how other competencies come to the floor. And indeed, this is something that we use also internally. Either the metaphor of the constellations, that indeed you have these competence frameworks, different constellations, according to the culture, the constellations are formed differently, but the competencies are always, there. Otherwise, my colleague, team leader, Margherita Bacicalupos, she uses the metaphor of Lego boxes. You can buy a Lego box to build the Eiffel Tower. You can buy a Lego box to build a spaceship. But then, you know, using your creativity, using your combination, you can use the two boxes to build something else. And this is a little bit what we want to do, or what we were, you know, wanting to do when we develop this competence framework. It's about the flexibility of them and adapting them to really what you have at hand. And yes, this is my 2 cents reflection.
Thank you, Guya, for your insights. And thank you all for listening to this episode on collective action and individual initiative. Unfortunately, we have now come to the end of this episode, but I hope that it was very useful for all of you. Anyway, if you like to check the descriptors of each competences, including the Green Comp, please check the digital version on Education for Climate Coalition. It's meant to be helpful for all of you. And of course, I will invite you to listen to the previous audios or episode of this podcast to get insights from the other authors on the other competencies, of course, of the Green Comp. So thank you so much again, and bye-bye.